Loving yourself. Loving yourself fully and completely, exactly as you are in this moment. For most of us, I think this is an incomprehensible experience for a while. Our programming can be so strong to find limitations or fault or inadequacies in ourselves. And that can seem like the norm. But that's actually a very old software program that is completely manipulated and not aligned with the truth of our universal blueprints and who we really are and the nature of creation. It's a very old software that's becoming very, very outdated. And it's time for a massive, collective, global upgrade of that software. And the way we do it is individually. And through doing it individually and upgrading our entire consciousness, our entire being, and with it, our thoughts of ourself and our experience of ourself, we radiate out a whole new possibility for all those who come into contact with us. We become embodied love, because as soon as we can totally embrace and love and really in time even celebrate all that we are with our areas that we're still learning or growing or that we're still challenged, as soon as we can just love and embrace it all, we become a force. We become a powerful force in the world of change by our presence. By the power of our presence. So I find that over and over and over in myself and in so many that I've worked with over the years, the foundation to so much of the pain and suffering, the deepest roots go to self-hatred, self-judgment, self-punishment. They're much more prevalent than we might know consciously. They can be very buried. But they show up in self-sabotage, self-destructive thoughts and actions. And they can just kind of keep us small or limited in our engagement with the world. So what I love about and what I find exciting about really recognizing this is that it can be broken down to this simple understanding, and with it, a movement in just even listening to this and to me and to this talk and to the energy and the consciousness of this sharing with you, in simply opening to the possibility that perhaps there is still a program that is running in your psyche, in your consciousness, of self-judgment, of self-loathing, of self-punishment, of self-dislike. You can begin to shift it. You can begin to dissolve and delete that old program as we, with the energy of this talk, begin to share and download the new template for you, a blueprint that is aligned with who you really are as a spirit, as an essence, as a soul. And to activate that remembrance, which is so much larger and more powerful than an old, misaligned, manipulated software that we have absorbed over a long period of time of being human. This new software fits and syncs up perfectly with exactly who we are, with the blueprint of our being, the design of our body and our cells, the brain, and with our entire consciousness. So if you'd like, you can focus on your heart at this moment. Close your eyes. Take a slow inhale through your nose. And exhale out your mouth. And do that again. And imagine you're just exhaling out any distracting thoughts. And you're dropping your focus into your heart. So you take another inhale. And exhale. And as you're there, focused into your heart center, you can ask to invite in and to fully open to this remembrance of the wholeness, the beauty, and the perfection and the magnificence and the power of your true self, of your original essence as you were created as a being that has never been violated, that is perfect. And take a slow inhale again through your nose and exhale out your mouth. And you can imagine or just intend it to be so. If it's hard for you to imagine, it's all perfect. Imagine or intend that in your heart there is gold light that has been activated, let's say. Beautiful gold light. And this gold light begins to move out from the center of your chest in spirals. And this gold light is activating, opening this remembrance. Of who you really are. Of this absolute beauty and brilliance. Of who you are. And take another slow inhale through your nose and exhale out your mouth. And you can imagine or intend that these beautiful gold spirals of light fanning open and radiating from the center of your heart just continue, and they grow and expand as they begin to just move through your whole body. Through your arms, down your arms and your hands. You can imagine them all spiraling and radiating through your back and your spine, up into your throat and your head. You can imagine your whole torso is filled with the spiraling light. You can also begin to imagine that your arms are open in more of an embrace, an openness and an embrace of you. And this spiraling light continues into your stomach, down your hips, your knees, thighs, shins, and calves, and out your feet. And the light continues flowing out your feet to the earth. And you take another slow inhale. And exhale. And focusing back on your heart. You can set an intention for yourself that I am continuing to invite this energy of love, of universal love, that reminds me of who I really am, and that supports me in truly and fully loving and embracing all of myself right now, exactly as I am. And take a slow inhale and exhale. You can keep picturing that light continues to open, dissolve, dissolving the old and opening you to more of this truth of you. Then you take another slow inhale and exhale. And as you focus there on your heart, you can also set another intention that says, I am choosing deep trust, that it is in allowing myself to fully accept, fully embrace, and fully love every single thing about myself right now. How I think, how I speak, how I look, where I am on my spiritual journey, my abilities, my gifts, all of it. My challenges, my frustrations. I am choosing this full embrace of all of me now in a new trust that it is through this embrace that I actually allow myself to evolve, grow, learn, expand, awaken with much greater ease. And efficacy. because I will do it from this place of embrace and love for who I am right now. And take a slow inhale and exhale. And you can imagine that this gold spiraling light is also coming out now of your arms and your hands. It's also around your body and into your energy field. And this will continue to work and to integrate for you and with you and within you. And you can come back and repeat it as often as you would like to keep deepening into this experience and this huge embrace and love for all you are. Have a beautiful day or evening.